The atomic bomb explosion which destroyed Hiroshima was so devastating that reliable reports of the damage could not even be delivered to Tokyo quickly. And what news did seep through seemed to strain credulity. Some of Japan's military leaders advised immediate surrender, but others wished to fight on, gambling that the United States had no other atomic weapons. But 3 days later, while Japan's military leaders continued to debate its options, U.S. planes dropped a second atomic bomb, this time on the city of Nagasaki. Even after learning of the horrors of this second explosion, Japan's military leadership remained deadlocked on the issue of surrender. Finally, they turned to Emperor Hirohito. The revered emperor had never been asked to decide public policy before, but now he spoke firmly. "The time has come when we must bear the unbearable," he declared. News of surrender began circulating, and radio networks were all too anxious to be the first to report the surrender to a war-weary nation.
And now on with Double or Nothing, the thrilling quiz show with a $100 question.
On August 12, 1945, during a quiz show broadcast over the Mutual network called Double or Nothing, the program was suddenly interrupted by an anxious and soon-to-be embarrassed newscaster.
Thank you, Fred B. Cole. And now we have...
This is the Mutual Newsroom in New York, Washington. Ladies and gentlemen, the news we've all been waiting for, that news has just come to us from Washington. Japan accepts surrender terms of the Allies. So for all of you who are so interested, for all of us from coast to coast, there are just 7 important words from Washington. Japan accepts surrender terms of the Allies. We'll have many more important items concerning that little 7-word sentence to give to you. But we knew that you wanted it immediately, and we've just been told now to temporarily hold up that flash to disregard it. So, ladies and gentlemen, those of you who may have heard that flash as we brought it to you within seconds of the time that it came upon our United Press tickers, please hold up that flash. Temporarily, we resume the program in progress, but keep tuned to this station for further details every second.
2 days later, at noon, Japanese time, on August 15th, a message recorded by Hirohito was broadcast throughout Japan, accepting defeat. That same day, August 14th in Washington, D.C., official news from President Truman of the Japanese surrender was flashed to the nation.
From the Mutual Newsroom in New York, Tokyo Radio says acceptance of Potsdam Proclamation coming soon. I repeat, Tokyo Radio says acceptance of Potsdam Proclamation...
I'm now broadcasting to you from the White House grounds. You heard the flash, I am sure. The Japanese offer of unconditional surrender is official. It has been accepted. President Truman said this: "I have received this afternoon a message from the Japanese government in reply to the message forwarded to that government by Secretary of State Burns on August 11th. I deem this reply," the president told us, "a full acceptance of the Potsdam Declaration, which specifies the unconditional surrender of Japan."
Spontaneous celebrations erupted from coast to coast.
There's nothing but excitement and love of the moment in the air. They won't let me sleep.
VJ Day was officially declared on September 2, 1945, after Japanese leaders signed formal documents at a ceremony witnessed by officers representing the Allies. After nearly 10 years, and at a total cost of more than 35 million lives, World War II was over. Yet within mere months, new conflicts would arise which would turn vanquished foes into friends and former friends into feared rivals. The Cold War was about to begin.